Bal hapiko. No, bal hapiko, or else vihoiko. So Mishnah explains now, Ezel ikol, what's the mum of ikol? Means this, kol shahu, well, someone gives a kol shemakif pasoisov, viyena kuvoisov noishkoi zuluzu. Meaning to say, Rashi says, somebody wants like lie down and put his legs together. That is pasoisov, his like heels are touching one another, but his knees cannot touch one another. Meaning to say, his like knees are bolted outwards. They stick out. They're like bulged out, they don't come in. So that's also called the mum, it's called Einishav Dazara Shalaran. If he can't get his knees like to touch one another. That's the mum of Ikol. Now, a pika, what's the mum of about pika? Pika means Yoitza Migudoloi. Means something is growing out from his goido, from his thumb. If he has a blita, like a round ball of meat is sticking out from his thumb, that's also called Einishav Dazara Shalaran, that's also psul. Now, what's going to be Akevoi Yoitse Liachuruf? His heel goes towards the back, meaning to say, like when the leg comes down to meet his legs, his heels are the bottom of the sole. So usually the main part of your foot goes in front, and the heel is just a drop there. But here, like the leg comes down right smack in the middle, and the heel is very sticking out, just like it's sticking out in front, sticking out in the back. So that's cool. That. Akeva, his like heel, is Yoitse Lachuru, sticks out in the back a lot also. That's also called the mum, it's Einishav Zara Shalaron. What's going to be Parasoisov Rechov Kishalavos? Let's see also his heel, the sole of him, like the flat part of his leg, is like round. Parasoisov, like the hooves of it, like Shekaf Ragloi, is round, like a goose. It's not like a normal person, it's long and not so wide. But for him, it's more or less like round. That's also a mum. That's called etz parseisov rechove kishel avos, or else etz poisov mukove zuazu. His toes lie one on top of another, whether by the hand or whether by his feet. That's also a mum. It's in the show of the Zara Shalaron. The toes lie mukovas lie one on top of another. Oy kalutois ala perik, or else let's say the toes are like stuck together. Add the peric until the bottom joint, so then kosher. Since though both from the joint downwards they're split, that's still kosher. But mashma, if it will be closed even further down than the bottom joint, then that'll be possible. Now, lamatim in haperic, let's say it's closed even from the bottom of the joint. But v'chasochoy, later you cut it open there, and now lamaita toes are like separate, that's kosher. Even though you had to cut it, but as long as lamaita the toes are separate, so from the peric, like from the joint, knuckles downwards, and achmami, then it's kosher. Hoisaba yisera, let's say an extra finger he had, v'chasochai, and you cut it off. So it depends. In yeshba, it's if the finger had a bone to it, so then posel, even though you cut it off, still it's called a posel, then it's shavu bazar shalaron. But v'yimlav, let's say the bone did not have, the extra finger did not have a bone to it, then kosher, then it remain kosher. Now, Yosef Biyodibu Viraglov. Let's say the person had an extra finger by both his hands and his feet. That means Shesh Vishesh Esrim Viyarba. I mean, this Kayin had mamish 24 toes. He had 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. So now maybe it's not called a mum. When is it a mum? If he has regular 5-5-5, just by one of them, it's 6. But if all 4 are 6, maybe it's better. So it's not like it's Rebbe Yehuda Master really says, yes, it's kosher. By him it's called normal, like every one of them has 6, it's kosher. The Chachom person, Chachom say no, Lamais, it's not normal. Normal is to have only 5 fingers, and he has 6, that's absurd. Ha-Sherlet B'Shtayot, let's see a Kohen that could work with both hands. So the Tanakam holds it, so Rebbe Pais, Rebbe said that's possible. So Pshat is by Kohen like this, he has to be a righty, not a lefty. A Kohen that's a lefty, he's possible to do the Avodah. His name is Shavu B'Zara Shalaron. Now let's say he could do with both hands. So Rebbe said it's possible because the svar is, why does he do with his left hand? Because his right hand became a little bit weak. Therefore, he has power with his right and left hand. So true, now they're both equal. But it started out that the right hand became weak. Therefore, it's a pasulus. The chol machshir, the chol said no, it's kosher. The chol hold no, it's not the pshat. The right became weak, but the pshat could be the left became strong. So the right stays the same way. The right is still kosher. It's only the left also got strong. Therefore, chol say it's kosher. Now the Mosel Tanur about it like this. The pasuk says Sheva Regel. If you have mamish by the foot, that's broken. A broken foot, that's a mum. So, only yelashav regla. I only know where the foot really broke. Minan, how do we know to say the rabbi is even hakishan v'igol? Like it says in the Mishnah, where the knees bang together or the ankles bang together. The hakilvain. That Rashi says kilban haino piko yaitzis migodloi means with the thumb has an extra growth on it. How do we know these are also psul? Tamle, the pasuk says oishev a regel anoy is marav even other things also. Not only mamish where it's broken, even if it's not broken, also abnormal is also called a psul. The word oy sheva. Now, Tanu Rama this Bal Hakifon or Bal Hapikon Vihashoifna. These are also mumin. The Omra Bechia Bar Abba, Omra Yechnon. Bal Hapikon, what does it mean to say Bal Hapikon? That means Sheeshloi Kesos Harbi. Kesos, that means to say around its ankle usually, there are like things sticking out. There's a lot of projections, a lot of growth there by its ankle. That's called a mum. And shufna means shame like soys kalika, there's nothing sticking out at all. But it's normal that by the ankles a little bit of the bone sticks out. So if there's nothing sticking out, that's also mum. And if too much is sticking out there, that's also called a mum. Now, pika means yaitse migodloi, means you have a growth coming out from your thumb. The yakeva yaitse lachuruf, that means the heel sticks out too far in the back. Omer Reb Loza says it means to say, Shuka yaitse b'yamtza raglis, like the thigh, your leg is coming straight down the middle of your foot. Usually the bone comes down at the end part of the foot. And we know it extends in the front of the foot, not in the back. But here where your foot extends both in the front and the back, that's called the paslus en shavu b'zara shel Aaron. That he's not supposed to do the avoides over in Yisra Asay, then he would not pass all the avoides. Then it says, pasleisa of rechoivus kishalavus, that his he has like flat feet, that they're wide and round like a goose. Omra papa, loy tema, don't say the trefa, that they're fat. Veloy sadika, and they're not slit either, like two psulim, that the leg is very fat, round on the bottom, and also there's no slits there, cuts there, like you don't see the fingers. You don't need both. El ra, the kivun, the trefa, as long as it's fat and round, afagav the sadika. Even though the toes stick out like you see five toes there, still it's called a paslus. Then that's Boisov Makovi Zuagavzu, that his fingers are lying one on top of another. Oi Kalutas, real that there's no fingers altogether, the skin is together. Tanarabonim, one like this. The Brisis, the Pasuk says, Sheva Yad, they have a broken leg. So, Ainle, I only know El Sheva Yad, they have a broken leg mamish. It's Boisov Makovis. Yeah, Sheva Yad, right, a broken hand, right? Certainly, the Shaviyad would have broken in. It's Boiso, because I know the fingers are lying one on top of another. Oi Kalutois Lamalam and Aperik, or else in the case where they were Kolut, which should be here, Lamal, Rashi says, means Lamatam and Aperik. Where the Chotchon, that it's also possible. That means if the sting, like the skin was stuck together, even below the knuckle, and even though you cut it, still it's possible. But the Gemara Ivam, we said before, no kosher. That even though it's stuck together, but if you slit it, if you cut it, it's kosher. Ela rather means like this, if you do not cut it open, so it comes out now that the fingers are like growing together, even below the knuckle. Minan, how do we know to say there's a psul here? Tam Levin, the Pasuk says, oi shervayad, the word oi is marba these things also. So before we get to marba other things, we get to marba all these things, anything that's abnormal with the kohen. Hoi sebo yisei, let's say he had an extra finger growing, and he cut it off. It says in Yeshba Yetzim, if there was a bone growing in it, then possible. V'yimlav kosha. Omer Rabba Bar Bachona. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. V'hu shenis taperes agabi hayad. It's not talking about where this, like, sixth finger was in the same row as the other fingers. Then we say that if it had a bone there, that makes it for paslus. That's a paslus. But the finger grew someplace still, not in the same line as the other fingers, it wouldn't become possible. Tana Rabba Lemos like this. Yeseira sheish poetzim. That we say an extra finger makes it apostle, where it has a bone in the finger, but the ain law tziporin, it has no nails. So what still the loch is metama bimaga vimasa metama biyoil. It has a loch of an aver minames. If the body person dies, and you just have this one finger that had an etzim to it, it's called an aver. The loch of an aver minames is metama biyoil, even though there's not a kezayis basar. As long as there's a drop of bone and a drop of meat there, that gives it a shame aver, it's matam v'yoyl. And the oilo l'minyin kufchafei, also that we say when you have rove bones of the body, it's matamiyu, rove vorim, like we know there's romachi vorim, so kufchafei is rove, so when you have rove, it's also matamiyu. This extra finger goes into the minyan. Omer Rabba Babachon Rabbi Yechanon, uvenisferes al gaf hayad. When do we say that this finger is called like an Ava by itself, and it'll have tumas oil by itself? That's only if when it was on the body, it was in the same row as the other fingers. Then it has a shame Ava to it. And therefore it's called Ava minameh, that's matama b'yoyim. Omer Rav Chizdo, dov is there this thing, Rabbeinu HaGadol Omer, Rabbeinu HaGadol said over, and hamokim yir b'yozoi, like Hashem should open out, that yiseris shies po'etzem, we have an extra finger, and it has a bone, v'ein lo tziporin, and it had no nail to it. So he learned like this. He learned that metama v'magva masa, if you would touch it or carry it, you would become tamei. But v'ein metama v'yoyel, but it has no tumas oil. Not like we learned before. Before we learned it has tumas oil. He learns no, it's not called a good aver, so it does not have tumas oil on it. Omer Rabbi V'chon Amar B'yechanon, he's talking about uvishena nisferas lagavayah. The churim means to say where this extra finger was not on the same row as the other fingers. So therefore it doesn't have a shame Ava by itself. Since it's not called an Ava by itself, that's why it's not Metama B'yoyim. So the Mor still says, Omer Rav Yochanan said, also Divrem Kedivre Nevius, like what you said over is like a Novi. Rashi explains, just like a Novi has a right to say things, he doesn't have to explain it. So you also, you're saying things and you're not explaining it well. There's of course still a kasher on you. Manushal, what's going on here? E Averhu, if you consider this extra finger, so true, it's not growing on the same row as the other fingers, growing below it or higher, whatever it is. But, so Monashev, if you say because of that, it's still called an Averim, then B'yoyel Marmetetamei, that even though it's by itself in an oil, it should also have Tumas oil. That's Locha, an Averim min ames has Tumas oil. The Lav Averim, if you do not want to call it an Averim, is so B'magav Amas Anamalam L'letamei, it shouldn't have Tumas Magav Amas either. It's not an Averim. So you should have to have done a kezayis min ames. You don't have the kezayis min ames. It should not be tomei, even if you touch it. So what's your halacha? So on this, Omer Rav Huna, Bar Manuach, Mishmei de Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Iko, Mishum Etzem Kisar Nogabo, the pshat is true, it's not a neighbor. But I call upon him going out that this extra finger had a bone inside it. So the loch of an etzem from a mace, and the loch of an etzem in a mace, even though it's a small size, like a barley, it has tumas maga. Not tumas oil, you only have tumas maga or masa. That's why it says if you would touch or carry this extra finger when it came off the mace, so you would become tummy with maga or masa, but not with oil, because it doesn't have a shein aver on it. But I call upon him, it's not worse than any bone of a mace, that if you touch it or carry it, you become tummy. That's one terrace. We have poferoma gezeiro sheina nisferis, otu nisferis. That really the pshat is since it's ain't in the spheres, it's not called an aver, and maybe the bone is not called the bone either. So really you should not become tummy altogether. But exerim the rabbanon not in the spheres. If they'll say you're not tummy, they'll think huadin a finger. It was on the same row as the other fingers also you're not tummy. And their mamash is an aver. So therefore they made exero if you just touch or carry this extra finger that grew not on the same row, you're tummy. For the Mori Hoki, if that's the exero, then Shane and Nisperus B'yoyel Mamatame. Then even though it wasn't grown on the same row, but the Xerim of the Rabbanon should have been, it's just like the regular row, it should have Tumas Oil also. Like, why do you say it only has Tumas Mag and Mas and not Tumas Oil? Why not? So Mora says, yes, I'll tell you, Ovdu Rabbanon Hakero, Kiechad Le Lisrafu Alayo Truma V'Kodeshim. Since it's only Tumim of the Rabbanon, it's only Xerim of the Kalocha. Like, really, we're going now, since it doesn't grow on the same row of the other fingers, it's not called an aver, it's not called an etzem. It's only as exerim with the rabbanim. So rabbanim wants to make a chiluk, you should know clearly it's only with the rabbanim. And therefore they said it's only tomei b'magav b'maso and not b'yoyim. Tanan Hossam learned over there also Mishnah Oilis that roiv binyonov, for roiv binyonov shomeis, if you have the roiv binyon, means the roiv bones that make up the height of the mace, or else the number, you have the majority of numbers of the bones together. Afo pi shein by roiv, even though it's not a roiv, a quarter of a calf, still metamim, it has a tumas oil. Again, just the bone by itself doesn't have tumas oil. But that's the law, because if you have roiv ha calf of bones, that makes a tumas oil. Another chiddush is if you have the majority of the height or the majority of number of bones, that also gives a tumas oil. Now, Tanur Rabbanan learned like this: Eizeya roi binyone. What's called the majority of the height of the mace? If you have shnei shukaim, is two shuks, is two thighs, like v'yerech, and also the hips there. Yerech echad, the one hip. That's the rove height of the body. Hayo b'roiv goiva abegadol. So that's called the rove of the height by a tall person. So that's enough to make a tumas oil. Eizeya roi binyone. What's called the majority of the number of bones? Kuf chafei 125. Because we know there's rimachi vorm 248. So 125 is the majority. Oh, malay revina larovo tona minyon oslash minyon. What's his chiddush here? Just want to tell us the number. We can count ourselves. Like everybody knows there's rimach. So a majority of rimach of 248 is 125. What's the chiddush here? So Mor says yes. Hok kamash malon kidatan. Like we learned that chosar shein boyela mosayim. Let's say you have a body that only has 200 avarim, it's missing a few. Or else, v'yeser, you have a body that has more than 248. Sheish bo mesayim ha-shmonim, it has 280 has. I mean, sheish bo mesayim ha-shmonim has more than 248. So the chiddush is, sheish bo mesayim ha-shmonim v'yechod, that kulam oilam l'minyu kuf chafei. And the pshat is zilbos ruba the inch. That's the chiddush. We go bos the majority of the people. The majority of the people have 248 devarim. Therefore, you always need 125, even though you have more, you have less. We don't go bos of this private person. That's the chiddush. We go bos the rove people. Rove people, the number of devarim is 248. Therefore, if you have 125, that's the majority. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Maisa b'talmid of Rabbi Shmuel. Once a mice with the talmid of Rabbi Shmuel that shashol kol zoyna achas shenetchay v'sreifel melech. Once happened, the king gave judgment to a zoyna that she has a chiv misa. And the king did. He cooked. He gave a sreif. He burnt her. He cooked her up in a pot. That's the way they killed the zoyna. So these now talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel took the body of the zoyna and they cut it up to try and measure to count. To see if they can count up to 248 avarim. So Botku, they checked her out. Umotzabo Mesayim v'chamishim mishnah. They found that this lady, she had 252, four more. So some of them, they said back to him, so the yes, Akasha, we know it's only 248. How come we found 252? So they answered back and told to them, Omalem, Shema b'isha b'daktem, listen, you must have checked out by a lady. Shehoisif lo akosif shnei tzir mishnei delosis. Like the Marshal Nisha has two hinges and two doors, meaning her womb, when she gives birth, like, that has more Avarim. So that's what we say 248, that's by a man. But by a lady in Echnaimah, they have 252. Tani will love this, Rabbi Lezer Weimer. Kishen Shetzirim Labai, just like a house, has hinges. Shinokach Tzirim Lish, the same one, but Nisha also has like hinges. Shinemen Kosek says, Vatichra Batelid, Kinefcho Letzirim. She lied down to give birth and turned over like her hinges there. Mash min the body, those two avarim are called like hinges. The Bishur Aimer, Kishem she the losses the body, just like a house, has doors. Kach the losses Lisha. Anisha also, like a Masho, has a door there by her womb. Shneem the Apostle says, Ki loy soga dalfi bitni, wasn't closed up, the door of a betin. Mash is called the Delis betin. We have the Kiva Aimer, Kishem she maftech the body, same way a house has a key. Kach maftech Lisha, you know, Anisha also like a key there. Then the Pesach says, Vayiftech es rachm, Hashem opened up her rechem by Sarah. So here's the question of Kiva, according to the last Rabbi Kiva, Kasha, the Talmid Rabbi Shmuel. Like if so, they should have found 253. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's another Eva, this key-like. So Mor says, Dilma Adi Dezutra, since it's a very small Eva, it's Muchi Metamach, like since the king cooked her up, so maybe that melted away, that Eva. So it wouldn't be a Kasha and Rabbi Kiva. Amar Rav, Rav says, Shinov, the Kulon ain't Metamim B'Yoyl. All of these are not Metamim B'Yoyl. Shinem and the Pesach says, there's these extra Avorim that you have by Nisha, if it will come in an oil, it won't have too much oil on it. Why? Shinem and the Pesach says, Zoist HaTorah Odom Ki Yomis B'Yoyl. Meaning to say, Dover HaShav V'Lechol Odom. Only Avorim that you find by a man has too much oil. That if you take out even one Avor and put it into the room, it's Metam everything in the room. But not the special four Avarim that you only find by Nisha, four or five. Omalei Abaya. Ovish lekis, they're no like tzirim, no like hinges by a man. I have a ksir, the pasuk says, tzirayim achroini. Ketzira yoda, tzirei basa. So Mar answers, so it says here by a man. So Mar answers, no, tzirei basa. All it meant to say was, it's like basa, it's a piece of meat there. But not that there's a bone, it's not really called an aver. But the Maraiva Ksib, another pasuk says, Adoni b'mara nefcha tzire, also by men it turned over its tzire, mashma, they were all like tzirim, hinges there. Again the Gemara says, no, hachinami tzire bas, it just means there's like a fat piece of meat there. But it's not called an aver, it doesn't have a bone to it. And hachinami mistav, this is the svar also. Dila teimach, you're not going to say like this, mosayim v'yaboye mushmoyna, hechim mishkakas lo. How do you find this number of 248? Loi bish, loi bisha. They're telling about by a man, he also has tzireya, so he should have then 250. So where's this famous number of 248? And the Maya must be when the Pasuk says there are two like tzirim, two hinges by the man, it doesn't really mean Vateris and Aver with a bone, it only means Vateris basa. Therefore, there's only 248 Aver. And this is right in the Mishnah that yeser biyodav a ragla, an extra finger in the feet or on the hands. Omer Yitzchok.